this. Okay. We're living in days of technology. And I'm old, so I don't know how to use this.
我年纪大了，所以不太懂得使用。
Anyway, we're talking about making choices.
我们是在谈论做选择。
We make choices from the minute we get up in the morning to when we go to bed at night.
我们从一早起来一直到晚上上床, 我们都在做决定。
Now, for most people, that's about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
对一般人来说呢, 就是到晚上9点或者10点。
But for the Chinese, it's 1 or 2 in the morning.
但是对中国人来说呢, 是到清晨1点2点。
But anyway, we make choices about what we eat, what we drink, where we go, what clothes we wear, all kinds of choices.
那么我们在吃喝行走穿衣服各方面我们都要做选择。
And sometimes these are critical choices that we make because they will not only affect our lives but those of people around us and our whole future.
我们做的选择呢常常是很重要的因为不只是影响到我们也影响到我们周遭的人。
There's only one thing that's more important than making choices.
只有一件事呢比做选择更重要。
And that is making the right choices.
那就是要做对的选择。
Now, what helps us to make good choices?
什么事呢能够帮助我们做对的选择？
I don't believe it's knowledge.
我不相信是知识。
Because we have a lot of knowledge.
因为我们有很多的知识。
Now, knowledge should lead us to wisdom.
那么知识呢需要把我们带到智慧。
And wisdom comes through experience.
那么智慧呢是从我们的经历来的。
Of having made good choices and bad choices.
是因为我们做了对的选择，也做了不对的选择。
And wisdom should lead us to discernment.
那么智慧呢应该把我们带到分辨的能力。
Which is the ability to judge rightly what's good and what's bad.
那么分辨就是要能够做正确的判断什么是好的什么是不好的。
And that is one of the big questions that we face as individuals and we face as a church.
所以呢这是我们个人跟我们教会所面对的一问题。
And if we do not make the right choices, it has very severe consequences.
如果我们不做对的选择我们就会有严重的后果。
And it can easily lead us to deception.
所以呢就会把我们带入迷惑。
Back in the 1950s, we were in Taiwan.
在50年代的时候我们在台湾。
And my wife Alice, who's here today, had the opportunity to lead a young man to Christ.
那么我的妻子 Alice, 她也在这里。 她在那时候呢就带领一个人信主。
He was a son of an important Chinese general in Taiwan.
那么这个人呢是台湾一个高级将领的儿子。
And when he accepted the Lord, he was full of fire.
所以呢当他接受主以后呢他是大有热心。
And he made a commitment to the Lord.
所以呢他就将他自己摆上对神说。
In his senior year in high school, he made a commitment to tell everybody in his class about Jesus Christ.
在他高中最后的一年,他做一个决定,要向班上所有的人传福音。
And he did.
那他就真的这样做了。
Upon graduation from high school, he came to the States.
中学毕业以后他就来美国。
He graduated from Wheaton College with the highest honors.
他在惠登大学呢,以那个最好的成绩毕业。
I visited him one day.
我有一天呢去看他。
Actually, it wasn't Wheaton, it was Houghton College.
Houghton, 不是,
Houghton, yeah.
不是惠登, yeah. 是Houghton。
And he showed me in a little place that he had rented where he lived.
那么他就, 带我去看他租的一个小小的地方。
Where he had a bed and a table and a chair.
那他房里有一张床,一个书桌和一张椅子。
Very primitive.
是非常简单的。
But over his bed, he had a big map of China hanging.
但是呢,在他的床头呢,有一个很大的中国的地图。
And he told me every morning when he got up on his knees in front of his bed, looking at the map.
他说每天早上他起来祷告的时候，跪在床前就看着这张地图。
He said, "I'm praying for every city in China."
他说我为中国每一个城市祷告。
That there might be a strong gospel witness in each place.
祷告说在每一个地方呢，但愿有很强的福音的见证。
After he finished college, he went to seminary.
那么他大学毕业以后就上了神学院。
Again, he graduated with high honors.
那么同样的，他毕业的时候就是有非常非常好的成绩。
And then something happened.
然后呢，就有些。件事发生了。
He made a wrong choice.
他做了一个错误的选择。
He met a young lady.
他认识了一位年轻的女士。
Now, there's nothing wrong with meeting young ladies.
那毕竟年轻的女士呢，没有什么不好，是不是？
I also met a young lady in Taiwan, and I married her.
那我在台湾呢，也碰到一位年轻的女士，我跟她结婚了。
And that was probably the best choice I've made in my life.
这大概是我一生所做的最好的决定。
But his marriage was not a good one.
但是呢，他的婚姻不是那么好的。
And the problem was here was a man very intelligent.
他呢，问题是这个人呢非常聪明的。
Very gifted by God.
有神给他很多的恩赐。
But when he made the wrong choice,
可是呢，当他做了错误的选择的时候
，his spiritual life started to go down.
他的属灵的光景呢，就一直下落。
See, choices are very, very important.
所以选择呢是非常非常重要的。
And in the scripture that we just read together, Jesus warns us about the danger of being deceived.
在我们刚刚读过的经文里，耶稣呢警告我们，就是说，可能受到迷惑。
The disciples had come to Jesus and said.Tell us what the signs are when you return again.
这个门徒来到耶稣面前说，请你告诉我们你再来的时候有什么预兆。
So in Matthew 24, we just read, there were many signs that Jesus gave.
在我们刚刚读过的马太福音24章这里面呢，耶稣给了很多预兆。
And the signs that he gave are very comparable to what we are experiencing even today.
他所给的预兆呢，和我们今天呢所经历的是很相似的。
He talked about wars.
他讲到打仗。
He talked about rumors of war.
打仗的风声。
He talked about earthquakes.
他讲到地震。
He talked about the increase in crime.
他讲到那个犯罪的增加。
And then Jesus mentioned something very specific.
然后耶稣呢就讲了很特定的一点。
He says many people.Even Christians would be deceived.
他说有很多人，甚至于基督徒都会受到迷惑。
If you have your Bibles, keep it open to Matthew 24.
你们带圣经的，请你们打开到马太福音二十四章。
And if we look at verses 4 and 5, this is what we read.
我们看啊，第四、第五节。
Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming.I am the Christ and will deceive many.
你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
Twice Jesus in this verse uses the word deception, deceive.
在这里耶稣两次讲到迷惑。
If you look down to verse 11, it says, many false prophets will appear.And deceive many people.
第十一节说，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
And then, if you go down a few more verses, it says in verse 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible."
然后呢，下来再看二十四节。因为假基督假先知将要起来行大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
Now we need to listen to the words that Jesus is saying.
我们需要听耶稣所讲的话。
Now your first reaction might be, oh, that does not refer to me.
你们第一个反应可能说，哦，这不是在讲我。
I will never be deceived.
我的永远不会受迷惑。
You need to be very careful when we say that.
你们这样讲的时候要非常注意。
You remember what happened to the disciples?
你们记得使徒们的发生的吗？
Peter was the one that said, if everybody leaves you, I will always be there for you.
彼得说，所有的人都可以离弃你，但是我永不离弃你。
And he was the first one, or he went away from Jesus, fled from him, like all the others.
但是呢，他跟其他的使徒一样，都跑开了，离开了耶稣。
Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, to his followers.
耶稣呢，把这些话呢，是讲给他的门徒，跟随他的人听的。
So this is a message also directed to us as a church.
所以呢，这些话也就是对我们，对我们的教会说的。
And because I believe that we are rapidly coming in these last days, we really need to pay attention.
因为我相信呢，我们很快就要进入这个末期，所以我们更要小心。
So that we can safeguard ourselves for this deception that is going to come.
所以呢，我们就需要能够保护我们自己。
So this morning I want to talk about the subject of deception.
所以今天早上我就要跟你们讲迷惑的事情。
Where does it come from?
迷惑从哪里来的？
There are various ways of how deception comes into our lives.
那么迷惑呢，是可以有不同的方式进入我们的生命。
I want to give you four this morning.
今天早上呢，我要跟你们讲四种方式。
The first one is we are deceived by Satan.
第一点呢是撒旦迷惑我们。
If you can't remember these points, just write them down and also the Bible verses I'll give you.
请你们就把这个重要的字典写下来，还有经文。
The first is we're deceived by Satan.
第一点呢是说撒旦迷惑我们。
The second thing is there are deceiving spirits in the world.
第二点呢，就是说世上呢有这个迷惑人的邪灵。
Number three.
第三点。
Sin deceives us.
罪迷惑我们。
And number four, we can deceive ourselves.
我们会可以自我迷惑。
Now let's look at these this morning.
让我们来看这些。
Number one, we are deceived by Satan.
第一点，撒旦迷惑我们。
From the very beginning of human history, we read about a war that erupted.
从呢人类历史开始呢，就有一个征战。
It's a spiritual battle between God on one side and His truth, and Satan on the other side.And his lies.
这是一个属灵的征战，一方面呢是神和他的真理，另外一方面呢是撒旦和他的谎言。
And ever since from the very beginning, these have been in a warfare.
从一开始，这两个呢就是在彼此征战。
And in the middle of this warfare is the human race.
那么在这个征战当中呢，就是有人类。
It seems like both powers are pulling.One to this side or one to that side.
就好像这两股势力呢，就把我们往这边拉，或者往另外一边拉。
So we are the focal point of this conflict.
所以呢，我们是这个征战的焦点。
Now you might never have seen Satan.
你们可能从来没有看到撒旦。
But that does not mean he is not here.
但是呢，不表示说他不在这里。
We need not to be ignorant of the fact that Satan is very real as a person.
我们呢不能够忽视说，撒旦是非常真实的。
Just as God is real, Satan is also real.
就像神是真实的，撒旦也是真实的。
And Satan has a strategy to take us away from God's influence.
那么撒旦呢有一个计谋，是要把我们从神的影响之下拉出来。
You know what he does?
你知道他做些什么
？He first wants to cast doubt on what God has said.
第一点，他要使我们对神的话语起疑惑。
And whenever anyone questions the truth of the word of God, we can immediately detect that's Satan's strategy.
如果我们什么时候对神的话语发生疑问的话，我们就可以发现这是撒旦的计谋。
God had commanded Adam and Eve not to eat of one particular tree in the Garden of Eden.
神命令亚当夏娃不可吃伊甸园中的某一棵果树。
It was very clear.
是非常清楚的。
Satan came in the disguise of a serpent.
那么撒旦呢就假装是一个一蛇来到园中。
And he came to Eve, and the first thing he said, he questioned God's authority and God's word.
撒旦呢来到夏娃那里，第一件事呢，他就是对神和神的话语发生疑问。
Satan said, "Has God really spoken?"
撒旦说，神岂是真说？
He planted that doubt about the word of God, about the truth, into Eve's heart.
他呢，在夏娃的心中种下对神的话语、神的真理的一个疑问。
And that's where deception started.
这就是迷惑的开始。
And Satan has and Eve fell.
那么夏娃就上当了。
And Adam fell.
那么亚当呢也上当了。
And this has been Satan's strategy all along over the years.
那么多年来呢，这一向就是撒旦的计谋。
He used that strategy with Adam and Eve, and he's using that same strategy with us today.
他对亚当夏娃所用的计谋，也是他今天对我们所用的计谋。
I want you to look at a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我要你们看哥林多后书。
Chapter 11, verse 3.
十一章第三节。
And here Paul writes to the church in Corinth.
保罗呢是写信给哥林多的教会。
He says, but I'm afraid.That just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那向基督所存纯义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡计诱惑了夏娃一样。
See here, Paul says exactly what I've just been telling you about the historical background.
所以保罗呢，这里讲的就是我刚刚跟你们讲的历史背景。
And he says Satan worked at that time in Eve's life, and he's working now in the lives of you people in Corinth.
他说那个时候蛇在夏娃的心中做工，那么现在呢，他在你们在哥林多的人的心中做工。
He deceived Eve. Now he's trying to lead you astray also.
他呢欺哄了夏娃，现在呢也想把你们带歪。
And now, 2,000 years later, Satan still does that same thing.
那么现在过了2000年，撒旦还是在做同样的事。
And he has only refined his ability to do that.
可是呢，他的方法呢，就现在的更完美了。
And he will continue to do that until the very end time.
他要一直呢，做到世界的末了。
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, we read this.
在启示录十二章九节。
The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, who leads the whole world astray.
大龙就是那古龙，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
And then again in chapter 20, verse 10.
然后呢，又在启示录二十章第十节。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur.
那迷惑他们的被扔在硫磺的湖里。
So the Bible makes it very clear that Satan's strategy is to deceive us in this world.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们，撒旦的计谋呢，就是要迷惑我们在世上的。
And so we are facing an enemy that has that particular strategy in mind.
所以我们面对的敌人呢，就是有这个计谋的。
So whenever we are tempted to question God's word or God's truth,
所以呢，当我们倾向于以对神的话与神的真理起疑问的时候
，It means Satan is at work trying to deceive us。
这就表示说，撒旦呢在设法要迷惑我们。
And the problem with that is Jesus said, many, many will be deceived.
那耶稣说，许多的人都会被迷惑。
Can you be deceived?
你会不会受迷惑呢？
Can I be deceived?
我会不会受到迷惑呢？
Yes, we can.
是的，我们会。
But we don't have to be.
但是我们不没有必要。
We can resist Satan in that area.
我们可以在这一方面抵挡撒旦。
You say, how do I do that?
你说那我怎么做呢？
You know, one of the things that I have found helpful in my life.
你知道，在我的一生当中，我觉得对我有帮助的。
Is to make a verse of scripture my prayer.
就是把圣经的一节经节当作我的祷告。
James chapter 4 verse 7.
雅各书四章七节。
It says, "Submit yourselves then to God."
故此，你们要顺服神。
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。
It's an amazing thing.
这是非常稀奇的。
When you submit yourselves to God,
就是当你们呢顺服神的时候
，willfully,
这是意志上的。
You surrender your mind.
你把你的头脑献给神。
Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, all of your senses.
你的耳朵，你的眼睛，你所有一切感官
top of your head to the bottom of your feet,
从头到脚。
When you say, "Lord, I submit myself totally to you,"
你说，神啊，我将我自己完全的交给你。
I accept your lordship.
我接受你在我身上的主权。
I will serve no one else.
我不服侍任何其他的。
If you make that commitment,
如果你有这样子的决志
then you can say to Satan when he comes, "I don't need you. Get away from me."
那么撒旦来到你这里的时候，你可以说我不需要你，你走开。
I can resist him.
我可以抵挡他。
And the devil will flee from you.
魔鬼呢就会离开你们，逃跑了。
That's God's promise.
这是神的应许。
So he says, "If you submit to me." Then you have power to resist Satan when he wants to deceive you.
他说，如果你们顺服神，你们就有能力抵挡魔鬼。
The second area of where deception comes is from deceiving spirits in the world.
第二个方面迷惑呢，是从世上那个引诱人的邪灵。
Now Satan does not have all the attributes that God has.
那么撒旦没有神所有的一切特性。
God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. God is all-present.
那么神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的。
But even though Satan has much power,
虽然呢，撒旦有很大的能力。
He cannot be in all places at the same time.
他不能同时在很多地方。
But Satan also has his kingdom of followers.
但是呢，撒旦也有他的国度，也有跟随他的人。
When Satan was cast out of heaven with all of the angels,
当撒旦呢从那个天上被赶出去的时候，连那些跟随他的天使们
，They were in rebellion against God.
因为那个时候呢，他们在背逆神。
These angels became subservient spirits of service to Satan.
这些天使呢，就变成听从撒旦的。
The Bible calls them evil spirits and demons.
那么圣经称他们为引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔。
And they are available to Satan in huge numbers to be in places where all of our lives can be affected.
他们呢有很多的这些鬼魔，他们呢是听从撒旦的。
And these evil spirits also are tasked with deceiving us.
这些鬼魔的工作呢，也就是要迷惑我们。
Now you might ask, "Well, how do you know this?"
你们可能问我，你怎么知道呢
？Did you just make this up?
你是不是造出来的
？Well, if you think that way, that's good.
你们这么想呢是个好的。
Because no matter who stands in front of you, you've got to make sure that what he's speaking is the truth.
所以不管是谁对你们说，你们要确定他讲的话是真理。
Because that's exactly how Satan uses deception to come in.
因这就是撒旦引诱人的方法。
No, what I'm saying is not made up. It's what the word of God teaches us.
那我讲的呢，不是我自己凭空说的，而是圣经说的。
If you have Bibles, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
请你们翻到提摩太前书四章一节。
Here it says, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
圣经明说，在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
In the last days people will abandon the faith.
在后来的时候 人呢会离开真道。
Why will people abandon the faith?
那么为什么他们离开真道呢？
Because they've turned away from following God and his word.
因为呢他们不再跟随神和他的话。
And they have listened to deceiving spirits.
然后呢他们就听从那引诱人的邪灵。
Now, did Paul say that?
保罗是不是这样说呢？
No, he didn't say that.
保罗没有这样说。
He says the Spirit clearly says this.
他说圣灵明说。
The Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus sent to guide us into all truth.
那么圣灵是耶稣派来带领我们进入一切真理的。
And when Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit would come, he said, he will comfort you, he will encourage you, he will teach you, he will guide you into the truth.
当耶稣要差派圣灵来的时候，他告诉他的门徒，圣灵来了呢，是会安慰我们，你们是会带领你们，是会保护你们，是会带领你们进入一切的真理。
And so this, what does the Spirit say? He says, many will Some will abandon the faith.
那么这个圣经怎么讲？他说将来有人要离弃真道。
Again, you might say, others might, but I will not.
你们可能会说别人会这样做，但是我不会。
When my wife was a young Christian, she lived in Toronto, Canada.
当我的妻子呢是初信的时候，她住在加拿大的多伦多。
And she attended a church that was pastored by a very well-known evangelist by the name of Chuck Templeton.
她去的教会的牧师呢，是一位很有名的布道家，叫做 Chuck Templeton.
All of you probably have heard of Billy Graham.
你们都会听到戈培里的名字。
But this man was far more famous than Billy Graham.
可是呢，这个人比戈培里还要有名。
In fact, when this man went on evangelistic crusade meetings, Billy Graham would come as a substitute for him to preach in his home church.
当这个人呢去开布道会的时候，格培里呢是到他的教会来代替他讲道。
He was known as the foremost evangelist in North America.
那个时候呢，他被称为是北美最出名的布道家。
He was attending a seminary.
他呢在一个神学院进修。
And he became influenced by some teachers in that seminary.
他受到这个神学院一些教师们的影响。
And when he came back to his church,
当他回到他的教会的时候，
one morning he got behind the pulpit.
有一天早上呢，他就站到台上。
And he declared to congregation, I no longer believe anything that I've ever preached.
他就向会众宣布说，我以前所讲的道，我现在都不相信了。
And then he walked off the platform.
然后呢，他从讲台上呢就走下去了。
You can imagine the shock that went through this congregation.
那你们可以想象会众们那个震惊。
This highly gifted, intelligent, persuasive evangelist,
这位大有恩赐、很有说服力的布道家，
who had motivated hundreds of young people to go to the mission field.
他呢，讲到劝了很多的年轻人去宣教。
Who had preached the word of God with great power.
那么他讲解神的道的时候大有能力。
Now had abandoned the faith.
但是现在呢，他离弃真道了。
What a sad thing.
是多么可悲的一件事。
He had left the faith that he had preached about.
他离弃了他所传讲的真理。
And you know, you and I need to be very careful before it says this can never happen to me.
所以呢，你我要非常小心，当我们说这件事不会发生在我身上。
Now, what caused this man to abandon his faith?
那么是什么使这个人呢离弃真道？
Here in this scripture we read, they are now following deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
从这节圣经里，我们看到他们听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Now this is not just a thing that occurred in the New Testament.
这个呢，不仅是在新约的时代发生的。
Idolatry in the Old Testament meant substituting the true God with false gods.
在旧约里啊，拜偶像呢，是说把那用那个假神来代替真神。
And whenever people do that, no matter what their idols are, they will abandon their faith.
所以当人们敬拜假神，不管那个假神是什么的，他们都会离弃真道。
And that is the work of these evil spirits and demons.
这就是那些邪灵和鬼魔所做的。
And even today we become subject to that kind of deception.
所以呢，今天我们也受到这样子的迷惑。
University professors.
大学教授。
Seminary professors.
神学院的教授。
False preachers.
假的这些传道人。
Who do not preach the real gospel.
他们不传讲真实的福音。
They themselves have become victims of evil spirits that use them as instruments and tools to lead others astray.
他们是那些引诱人的邪灵下的牺牲者。
And when that takes place, we ourselves become victims.
所以当这些事发生的时候，我们就成为牺牲者。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
哥林多后书十一章
verse 13 to 15,
十三到十五节。
Can I get you some water?
No, it's okay.那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的猜疑，若装作仁义的猜疑也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
Let me read this in English. For such men are false prophets, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, and their end will be what their actions deserve.Here we have a picture of how Satan uses his strategy of deception.
这里让我们看到，撒旦如何用他这个迷惑的计谋。
He wants to appear as an angel of light.
他装作那个光明的天使。
Now, if he'd come as a black, sinister figure, that would be scaring people, people wouldn't have nothing to do with him.
如果他来的时候是一个可怕的恶魔的形状，那人们就不会要理他。
But Satan comes as an angel of light.
但是撒旦来的时候是个光明的天使。
This is it's like a mask. It's not the real thing.
他好像是戴了那个面具。
And his demons equally put on a mask.
那么他的鬼魔呢也同样
戴着面具。And this is often they appear.As ministers, as servants of righteousness,
他们常常呢就认使我们看见他们是那个这是那个义的那个使徒。
So they're like false prophets.
所以他们就像假先知一样。
False teachers.
是像假教师。
And they have only one purpose in mind.
那么他们只有一个目的。
They want to deceive God's people.
他们呢就是要迷惑神的人。
And they do this very actively.
他们呢是非常的热心的。
So Satan deceives us.
所以呢撒旦迷惑我们。
Evil spirits deceive us.
那么引诱人的邪魔也迷惑我们。
Sin deceives us.
那么第三点罪迷惑我们。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Now this verse says something very interesting.
这一节经文呢有很有趣的地方。
It says.We need to encourage one another daily.
这里说我们要天天彼此相劝。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
What is the theme of South Valley Church for the year 2014?
南国教会2014年的主题是什么？
Can you tell me without looking at your bulletin?
你们能不能不看周报就能讲出来？
It's written right down the first page.
是在周报的第一页。
You get it 50 times a year.
你们一年收到五十次。
But truthfully, would you have remembered?
但是啊，讲老实话，你们会记得。
This is building up one another.
这里说彼此建造。
Now, if you can remember this,
如果你们能够记得这一点
then you probably have not done it either, have you?
你们大概也没有实行，是不是？
So, this verse says, we need to encourage one another daily.
这节经文说我们要天天彼此相劝。
Now, this word encourage is a very interesting word.
这个相劝呢是一个很有意思的
字。It's the same word that is used about describing the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，形容圣灵的工作也是用这个字。
When Jesus said, "I'll send you the Spirit, He will be your helper."
当耶稣说我要差派圣灵，他要成为你们的帮助。
He will be coming alongside to help you.
他要在你的旁边帮助你。
And this is what the word "encourage" means.
这就是相劝的意思。
To come alongside of somebody else to help him.
就是在一个人的边上帮助他。
That's what building up one another means.
这就是彼此建造的意思。
Now it says here that we need to encourage one another.
这里说呢，我们需要天天彼此相劝。
So that they might not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑。
That's the first thing that you need to encourage people about.
这是你们要彼此相劝的第一点。
Now, have you ever encouraged somebody not to have a hard heart?
你们有没有劝人啊，不要有刚硬的心？
That's a hard thing to do, isn't it?
这是很难做的，是不是？
You can't go to a brother and saying, "I want to encourage you today that you don't have a hard heart."
你们说可以跟一个弟兄说，哦，我已经劝你，你今天不要心刚硬。
Or you can't go to a sister and say, "I've noticed your heart is very hard."
或者对姐妹说，我注意到了你的心好刚硬。
But we have this command here.
但是这里呢，我们有这个。
Encourage one another so that their heart will not be hardened.
要你们要彼此相劝，免得你们的心刚硬。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
I'll tell you one way to do it.
我告诉你们一个方法。
You can go to somebody.
你可以跟那个人说。
And you can share with them what God is doing in your heart.
你们可以跟他分享神在你们心中所做的。
And if your heart has been hardened,
如果你的心呢被刚硬了
，and God has shown you that,
那么神让你看见
，and you have confessed that to God,
然后呢，你也向神认罪了
，then you can share that with somebody else.
那么你就可以跟人分享。
And whenever you can share with something about your own struggles and how God delivered you from it.Then you encourage somebody else.
如果呢，你能跟别人分享你的挣扎，以及神呢怎么样救拔你，你就可以劝别人。
So the first thing that helps us to encourage somebody is to share with them.
所以呢，第一点劝人的时候，我们是跟人分享。
The second thing is to make one another aware of sin's deceitfulness.
第二点呢，就是让我们能够察觉那个罪的那个迷惑的程度。
You see, the human heart is deceitful above all things, the Bible says.
圣经说啊，人心比万物都诡诈。
And so we need to guard our hearts.
所以呢，我们需要保守我们的心。
And when we do that by encouraging one another, we will combat sin's desire.To dominate us.
所以呢，如果我们这样做啊，我们就能抵挡罪的要那个控制我们的那个用意。
You see, sin often is presented to us as something very attractive.
因为啊，罪常常装作很吸引人的样子。
And the human heart will always respond by making some kind of excuse.
那么我们人呢，常常就是会啊找一些借口。
We'll say I'm not really that bad.
就说我不是真的那么坏。
I take care of my own family.
我照顾我的家庭。
I'm a good neighbor.
我是一个好邻舍。
I'm a good citizen.
我是个好公民。
I'm not perfect.
我不完美。
But I'm not a bad evil person either.
但是我不是一个坏的邪恶的人。
My life could improve.
那我的生命可以改善。
But I don't really need salvation.
但是我不真的需要救恩。
That's for the real bad people.
因为救恩是给那些真正邪恶的人。
You see how sin constantly wants to deceive us?
你们给是不是就看见罪啊？它是一直在不停的想要迷惑我们。
And when that takes place,
那么当这个事情发生的时候
，We need people to come into our lives and speak to us.And warn us about the deceitfulness of sin.
我们就需要有人来我们这里啊，来劝我们，让我们知道这个罪的迷惑的可怕。
Because the longer we listen and follow sin's temptation, the harder our heart gets.
因为我们越是啊听罪的迷惑，我们的心就越刚硬。
And finally.We can deceive ourselves.
那么最后，我们自己也会迷惑自己。
We can take part in this whole scheme of deception.
我们可以呢，在这整个迷惑的这个计谋里面有份。
First John 1:8 says this.
约翰一书一章八节说
，If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理也不在我们心里了。
Any person who claims that he's without sin flatly contradicts the word of God.
如果有人说他们自己没有罪，就是完全就是反对圣经的话。
In fact, he makes God a liar.
那么他就是在说神是说谎的。
We need to be careful that we don't substitute our ideas.And say our ideas are better than God's ideas.
我们要当心，我们不要说我们的想法比神的更好。
We do not set the standards for right living. God does.
我们不是的标准不是这个行为的准则。
And yet one of the characteristics of our society shows how much sin has deceived us.
那么我们这个社会的一个现象就是让我们看出来罪迷惑了我们。
Isaiah, the prophet, 2,700 years ago wrote this.
那么，先知以赛亚在2700年前这么写。
He said in Isaiah 50:20-21.
他在以赛亚书五章20-21节。
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight.
或在那些称恶为善、称善为恶、以暗为光、以光为暗、以苦为甜、以甜为苦的人。或在那些自以为有智慧、自看为通达的人。
I think we can all think of illustrations where this is taking place even in America today.
我想呢，我们都可以在美国的社会里看到这样的例子。
And in order to be politically correct, we have substituted our own standards for God's standards.
我们为了呢，能够讲的是婉转，所以我们就把自己的标准代替了神的标准。
That shows how we deceive ourselves.
这就看出来我们怎么样的自己迷惑自己。
Let me close with one more verse.
让我呢结束的时候再用一节经文。
James 1:22.
雅各书一章二十二节。
It says, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says."
所以你们要行道，不要单单听。到自己欺哄自己。
If we are tempted to say, "I attend church every Sunday,"
如果我们这样说，我每个星期都去教会。
I attend Bible studies.
然后我也去查经。
I participate in many things in the church.
然后我参与教会很多的活动。
Then everything is okay with me.
那所以呢，我就行啦。
Bible says, "If you just do that, then you deceive yourselves."
圣经说，如果你只是做这些事，你就自己欺哄自己。
It is not knowing the truth that is important.
那不是知道真理是重要最重要的。
It's doing the truth.
而是行道。
If you only listen to the word.
如果你只是听神的话，听讲神的话。
But you don't obey, you don't do it.
但是呢，你们不行道。
You have deceived yourselves into being something that you really are not.
那你们就自己欺哄自己，自以为呢，我是成为某样的人，可是不是这样的。
When we hear his voice,
当我们听见他的声音，
we must not refuse to act upon that.
我们不要拒绝去行他的话。
Because otherwise we deceive ourselves.
不然的话，我们就自己欺哄自己。
Well, I've given you a lot of information this morning.
今天早上我给了你们很多的资讯。
Probably most of you will forget what I've said.
你们大概都会忘掉我说的。
But I want you to realize deception is very real.
但是我要你们知道，就是说迷惑是非常真实的。
If you've written down some of these verses I gave you, you can look them up.
如果你们把我刚刚讲的这些经文记下来，你们可以回去看。
And ask God to teach you through what His Word says.
然后呢，就求神借着他的话语教导你们。
But you need to pay attention to this day and age in which we live, where deception is so important.
但是呢，你们要非常小心，因为在我们现今的环境里，迷惑呢是非常的猖狂的。
It will help you make the right.choices.
这个呢，可以帮助你们做对的选择。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你，为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you that through the Holy Spirit you want to teach us.
我们感谢你要借着你的圣灵教导我们。
Help us, Lord, not just to be listeners, but doers.
帮助我们不是单单听到，而是行道。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
谢神，借着他的仆人给我们个提醒。